Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Klaus. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting 5th. The first baseman, Norm Zovchin. Batting 6th. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting 7th. The third baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting 8th. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Willard Nixon. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Willard Nixon. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Del Singh. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Fred Hatfield. Batting seventh. The catcher, Red Wilson. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Harry Malmberg. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Duke Moss. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Duke Moss. And now, play ball. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moss fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Malmberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is called out on strikes. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Norm Zovchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zovchin strikes out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Malmberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield takes first base on ball 4. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hatfield. The throw from White and he is safe. Hatfield steals second. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson takes first base on ball four. Harry Malmberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malmberg hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Willard Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon strikes out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 1 in the game. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Moss covering, for the out. Two outs. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 1 in the game. Klaus hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Duke Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss strikes out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nixon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 1 in the game. Tuttle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tuttle moves to second. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 1 in the game. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Tuttle moves to third. Kaline moves to second. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0 for 1 in the game. Delsing hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tuttle scores. Kaline scores. Fain moves to second. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Zobchin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hatfield for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 0 for 1 in the game. Zobchin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield juggles the ball. That's an error on Hatfield. Zobchin moves to second. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Keene. Zobchin scores. White moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatton hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Tuttle. Hatton reaches second base with a double. White scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willard Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-1 in the game. Nixon strikes out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-2 in the game. Goodman takes first base on ball 4. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Klaus hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Malmberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malmberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Malmberg is called out on strikes. Two outs. Duke Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0-for-1 in the game. Moss hits a pop-up towards first. Zobchin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-2 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 0-for-2 in the game. Zobchin takes first base on ball 4. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Zobchin moves to second. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-2 in the game. Keene hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tuttle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tuttle moves to second. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards first. Zobchin scoops it up and throws to first, with Nixon covering, for the out. Tuttle moves to third. Kaline moves to second. Two outs. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Delsing hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 2. the Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-2 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Malmberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willard Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-2 in the game. Nixon is called out on strikes. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Zobchin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hatfield for the out. One out. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Harry Malmberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malmberg is 0-for-2 in the game. Malmberg hits a line drive into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell pinch hits for Duke Moss. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Al Aber now pitching. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Malmberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 home runs and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Williams is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-3 in the game. Jensen takes first base on ball 4. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Zobchin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jensen moves to second. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. White hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-3 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Tuttle hits a line drive into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Malmberg fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 3 in the game. Pearsall strikes out. One out. Willard Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 3 in the game. Nixon bunts towards the mound. Aber fields it and throws to first for the out. Hatton moves to second. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Delsing takes first base on ball 4. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hatfield hits a line drive towards first. Zobchin catches it and steps on first to double up Delsing. Two outs. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Wilson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Klaus hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 home runs and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Malmberg fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gene Stevens pinch runs for Ted Williams. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keen fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Gene Stevens now playing left field. Harry Malmberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malmberg is 0 for 3 in the game. Malmberg hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank House pinch hits for Al Aber. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 4 in the game. Keene hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.